For natural disaster victims, the length of a recovery has become synonymous with the distance of a marathon. The goal is to successfully sprint out of the gates during the initial response, providing necessary services and supplies. But recovery is realized in years, not months.
And knowing the people in your communities and what their capabilities are is going to be key in terms of shortening that marathon time, I think.
Everything that you hope to rebuild your city to has to begin in the initial response so that your citizens feel confident in the leadership of local, state, and federal government.
That was Joplin City Manager Sam Anselm and Tuscaloosa, Alabama Mayor Walter Maddox speaking at a session of the Disaster Recovery Summit in Joplin Thursday.
When you have your event, everyone rushes to your community. You may even get a visit by the president and high-ranking members of the cabinet. And the national spotlight burns very deeply on your community until the next major news story.
At that point, it can become a lonely challenge, says Maddox, if not for strong community support, an essential component to any disaster. Joplin resident Carrie Kent and her two sons are beneficiaries of that support. Within months after the tornado destroyed their apartment unit, she became a homeowner for the first time. Hers was one of the first homes constructed in October 2011 through Habitat for Humanity.
Our community came together to help others. People, strangers, came from all around to help me.
On the day of the tornado, Kent actually took cover in her dad's storm shelter. Kent wonders if she and her sons would have survived had they been at the apartment that day. When they got to the unit after the storm, an entire side of the apartment's walls had been ripped away. A refrigerator from the unit upstairs had fallen through the floor and on top of Kent's bed. An outside dumpster had blown through the apartment and crushed the very room in which they would have sought shelter.
That industrial-sized dumpster had split open that closet where we would have gone.
Now, their home has a safe room.
We no longer had to go to anybody else's house when it rained to be safe. Our home was now our safe place. And it just changed our world dramatically.
As of February, Habitat for Humanity had completed 105 homes since the tornado. In Kent's case, the return to normalcy, or perhaps a new normal with a permanent home, came rather quickly. But that's not the case for everyone. Mary Stewart spent a year and a half in temporary housing after the storm.
All of my belongings fit in a few bags and boxes. And after a month, you know, we'd have to pack up and we'd go here, we'd go here. And even when we lived in the FEMA park, we knew that it wasn't permanent.
Her Habitat for Humanity home was completed in late 2012. The pace of recovery is perhaps the most frustrating after a disaster. While leaders at the recovery summit agreed federal support is key, that government funding could trickle in over years. Take Moore, Oklahoma, for instance. Since its tornado 3 years ago, just $10 million of the $53 million promised by the Federal Emergency Management Agency has been freed up. And while hundreds of homes in the Oklahoma City suburb have been rebuilt, none have been constructed using FEMA funds, according to City Manager Steve Eddy. This is the stage of the marathon when cities might think they've hit the wall, the metaphoric barrier that is seemingly halting your progress. That's why, for all the challenges, Tuscaloosa Mayor Maddox says you have to celebrate the little things.
Never overlook those small psychological opportunities to boost the morale of your community.
Like in the case of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, where nearly 8 years ago, massive flooding caused doubt over the city's economic stability. Assistant City Manager Sandy Fowler says cereal manufacturer Quaker Oats gave the city the morale boost its citizens needed.
They hooked up a generator in downtown to light the Quaker Oats sign on the top of the building. And that CEO of PepsiCo out of Chicago came in to let our community know that Quaker Oats was coming back and their 1,000 employees would still have a job.
Joplin has had much to celebrate. 2015 census data shows the population has risen by nearly 700 since the storm. Over 1,600 homes have been constructed, and close to 90% of businesses damaged in the tornado have rebuilt. Plus, new industry is coming in. These are the successes aided in large part by community support and the relationships created before and immediately after the disaster. Again, City Manager Sam Anselm.
News media is going to come and go. Federal agencies are going to come and go. Every community story is going to start and it's going to end with the people of that community.
So. Joplin will hold a gathering of remembrance and hope Sunday afternoon at Cunningham Park, marking 5 years since the tornado took 161 lives. The day is also a reminder that while the recovery marathon is not over, community support and its collective resiliency continues. I'm Scott Harvey, KSMU News.